Welcome to Android App Addicts, episode number 283. This is the show where we talk about Android applications. Got a bunch of guys on the show talking about a bunch of stuff. Some of it we make up, some of it's actually fact. And we're going to be imparting that to you guys today. We already did our games show on Monday. We do our listener feedback show on Wednesday. This show is everything else. All like maybe the productivity apps, the non-games apps. Just apps that you maybe never heard of before and will install on your phones, devices, etc. Let me introduce the co-host, starting with the door-to-door geek, Steve McLaughlin from podnuts.com. What's up, Door?
Big Steve. How you doing?
Doing good.
Good.
I'm good.
I will say, I just had a guy in the chat ping me in, and it reminded me, Steve, I'm supposed to go tomorrow to Captain Harvey's cheesesteak subs there.
I'm a little bit craven, man. I got to say, I'm a little bit jealous this time.
Well, it's the kind of thing, at least Captain Harvey's, you're super excited to get it. That first bite is great. And then you feel horrible for the rest of the day. You literally feel like someone punched you in your like throat because all you want to do is
so much meat.
Yeah. Cause all you want to do is just lay down, and take a nap.
I see. Try it without the bun.
No, that's the thing. You get the sub. You take half of the meat off because you can't pick up the sub. Then you just, with the fork, eat half the meat. Then you wrap up what's left, aka normal sub. You wrap it up, then you take it home.
That's a lot of meat. How much do they charge for that?
I don't look directly at the price of it. I just order it.
I'll tell you what, man.
I think it's literally now $10 for a half.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, at least they're charging for all that. I gave a shot to this place I drive by almost every day. It's called it's a little barbecue place down here called the Pork something. I don't remember what it's called. And it looks like a little dump, run down kind of looking. It's super small. It's like a converted trailer or something, but it's just been there for 3 years since I moved down here. And they had a sign up there today, 8 pieces of barbecue chicken for $5.99. Wow. I went in there today. I was like, I'll take that 8-piece chicken deal. I have to try this. I gave my credit card, like, can't do credit card for under $10. So I'm like, all right, make it $2.99 chicken deals then. One of them was hot and one of them was medium. Dude, I ate like 8 pieces tonight, right before the show. It was so good.
Was it?
Oh, it was love dives. Yeah, it was a dive. Oh man, so good. It should be on that show. What's it called? Diners, Dives, and something.
Oh, Diners, Drivers, and Dives. Ho, ho. I swear, Steve, twice today, randomly, for no reason, I swear I smelled like buffalo-ish, like hot sauce. And I was like, one of them, I was in the elevator. And I'm like, no, what I usually smell in my building is Indian food, not buffalo wings. Where is this smell coming from?
That's really funny. Well, also joining us on this show is Eric Ardini from DiniMedia.com. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, I just want to let you guys know I got a new device. It's a Samsung Galaxy Note 4. You might have thought that I brought this last week, but actually I've got another new one, and they replaced it because that one was randomly shutting off. So I'm happy.
For everyone listening, sorry to interrupt you. For anyone listening, remember how Eric went through 4 Galaxy S3s.
Yeah.
So. Okay. Yeah, the same kind of thing going on again.
U.S. Cellular must get factory defects or something. Because this is insane. I've never heard of somebody go through as many phones, brand new phones, as you.
I don't know. But I looked all over the internet. No one else was having this problem. I called the dude. At first, I went into the U.S. Cellular store, and then that's just miserable. It's like you walk in, they're like, can I get your name so you can sit here for an hour until we get somebody who can actually come talk to you?
Dude.
I'm like, my name's Eric. And then, you know, about 10 minutes goes by, he goes, what are you doing here? I'm like, well, I just wanted to, the guy who took my name, not even a salesperson, just the name taker. His name's Lance, by the way, he's a cool dude. But he asked me what I was doing there, and I'm like, well, I got this Note 4 that keeps turning off. He goes, did you buy it here? I'm like, well, kinda. I got it through U.S. Cellular, but I had to go up to Dixon because you guys were out of them. And he's like, well, then we can't do nothing for you. Here, you gotta go back to the shoddy smaller store that you got it at. I'm like, well, all right, I guess my 15 days was up. You get 15 days to swap out for another phone or another kind of phone if you're not liking it for any reason. And he's like, well, why don't you just go reboot it? And I'm like, well, that's what Dor said too. I should just reset it to factory. You know,
and he knows Dor
said. No, I just threw that out there. I like to name drop Dor just because just to see what people look like when I say that. But yeah, so I did that. I went ahead and with, you know, the same day that I factory rebooted it, it shut down and restarted, and the next day it restarted. So I called him up. I'm like, well, this is what I did. I went there to the store and they wanted me to try this. So I tried it and now my 15 days are up and I just, you know, I like the phone, but I just wanted to, you know, see if this is normal or if you guys got an update or something going on. It's like, oh, I've never heard of anybody having this problem. The only problem is we have people call in trying to figure out how to use it, but that's it. So he's like, ah, you tried, man. It's cool. No, I won't charge you any shipping. We'll send you a new one. You send us your old one back for free. We'll give it a go. And so far, this has been 2 days and it hasn't restarted. So it actually was a defective phone. I tried pulling my SD card out to see if maybe I had a corrupted SD card. I don't know.
Give it time, Eric.
And this one will go bad too?
Yeah.
Well,
see,
yeah,
I'm convinced it's you. I'm convinced it's you. I'm sorry. I don't think it's like, it's not, I don't mean that in a bad way, but I think you give off this field of like magnetism or energy or something that drives phones crazy.
Makes battery watches go dead. The last one was doing it from day one though. And this one's day two.
Well, and let's hold out until like day
no, it's two.
15. let's not jump the gun just cause day two is clean.
And the S3, the final one on the S3, they ended up just sending me one out of the blue I wasn't even expecting.
Just in case, point. Eric, like, here.
Yeah, they're like, hey, Weiner, there's might be a problem with these still, just in case you have this one. So we don't want to hear it.
That's awesome. I'm waiting for the guy from X-Men to come in Eric's house one day and be like, do you know your powers? Who's the guy in the wheelchair? Yeah. I'm not a comic book guy. Who's the guy in the wheelchair?
Professor Xavier.
Yeah, he's going to go rolling into Eric's house one day.
You know, one good thing about this, though, I got to keep the back cover, and so I've got an extra back cover and an extra stylus, because they didn't want me to send back the stylus, and the S Pen is like a, you know, that's probably like a $20 stylus.
Oh, yeah. Knowing them, it's 50.
Yeah, probably. It's got a button on it that clicks and does functions.
You've been using that pen?
I have. Yeah, I've been, I'm actually going to try to learn this phone to use it to its fullest potential until I get bored with that and
that's it.
And
wait a minute,
lose all that functionality.
Steve, you in the chat room just figured it out. When we've had enough with like Putin, we just send Eric over to Russia and ask him to touch on the Russian computers, and they'll all just start, you know, spitting out zeros and ones randomly and start smoking
like the Whopper, like the Whopper,
like the Whopper.
When I had the shop, I used to reverse my power to fix things. Ah.
You see, you use your powers for good.
I used to.
Damn, try that on your phone.
No need for that anymore.
All right. Why don't you start us off? Do you guys want to do round robin or straight tank emptying? You guys have the apps. You tell me what you want to do.
I'll tell you what. Let's do straight emptying the tank. I've got... three, and then we'll leave it up for Dor, because I know Dor's got a bunch.
All right. Empty away.
Okay. I'm going to start out with this one. It's going to be extremely hard. I'm sorry, people in the listener land, for the name of this one, but I didn't make it up. I'm just bringing it. It's %m, #ZXFlux. It's like # my... ZX Flux.
Just rolls off
by Adidas. It's by Adidas.
Yeah, it's by Adidas.
Okay.
And so what you can do with this app is design your very own shoes and actually have them produced with any picture you want at all on them.
Oh.
And I think I sent you guys a picture the other day of...
Yeah, you were. You didn't see the picture?
I didn't know it was... I didn't know you could actually get the shoes made.
Yeah, well, no, I wasn't going to give it all away before the show. So here, I'm going to show you a picture. And when you use this app, you can make a really cool 3D rendering of what your shoe's going to look like. And you can make a bunch of them and just throw them in what's called your shoebox. Oh, no. What happened?
Doesn't tell you how much
I had one in my shoebox.
Eric sent us a picture of Android App Addict's Adidas shoes.
How much do you think they cost?
Yeah, that's a good call. What do you think, Eric? $100?
I didn't get that far with it. Yeah, they got to be, right?
Oh,
well, they don't look like they're super high quality. It looks like it's one piece, pretty much. Like Gazelles or something, but...
Yeah, there's some kind of Adidas. Yeah, they don't look... Yeah, you're right. They don't look super high quality, but it's really super easy to make a shoe on here. No. But they does it, right off the bat, it asks you if you're a male. It asks you your size. And then you've got some tools on how to lay the picture out perfectly. And actually, the Android App Addict shoes that I made, I did with I took a picture of all those cups that got sent to me, and that's what I actually superimposed on the shoes. Really? I'm making one right now as I'm speaking. This is how fast you can.
Well, it doesn't matter because this app is now dead to me because it won't install on any of my phones.
What? You need to get a Samsung, I guess.
No, I don't.
I wonder why it wouldn't. Okay, so in that much time, I've now got a new pair of Android App Addict shoes designed, Whoa. And I can spin them in 3D.
Whoa.
And see what every corner of these things are going
to
look like.
Dude, try to order them. Tell me how much
I have them made.
Try to order
$105. I just tried.
That's it?
Yeah, that's pretty good, right?
Shoes,
that is pretty cool. Christmas is right around the corner. If you got like a family member who's really into something. And this is kind of cool too. Like the highlight of your shoes, it takes the picture. See the picture in the background and your new shoe all put together like that. Because those are the mugs that I took the picture off of. And the shoe is sitting in front of them like, yeah.
Wow.
Well, Adidas needs to step up their game. Because this needs to work on more devices. That's all I'm saying.
This app is compatible with all of my devices, it says. You don't? Do you not have a Nexus 7? You don't?
No.
Okay.
No, my son dropped it and it went boom.
That sucks. Well,
it says it will load on my son's tablet.
Oh, well, there you go. He'd probably have more fun with it than you would anyway. He could order his own shoes for Christmas. Yeah,
with what money?
Yeah, I've never owned a pair of shoes that cost anywhere near $100. So it's a little out of my wheelhouse.
Really cool, man. I want to get a pair.
It's a genius idea as far as I'm concerned.
I'm size 10 if anybody's just curious. All right. Go ahead, Eric. Okay.
Yeah. My next app is a live wallpaper. It's been a while, right? Since we brought a live wallpaper.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring two this week. Oh, if I can copy. Why can't I copy and paste? Is that too much to ask for a 40-year-old to do? Copy. And paste. All right. This is called Autumn Leaves in HD Gyro 3D. And I got to say, I liked this so much, I went ahead and bought the XL version, which is the paid part of it.
What does it do?
I don't know how this is going to work with the green screen, but you see, it's basically a branch and leaves. And this is the best parallax I've ever seen on any live wallpaper.
It looks crazy in the video. Crazy.
Yeah, the video on there is identical to the way it works on your devices.
Oh my gosh.
It is that, it's that cool.
That's insane.
I've never seen anything nearly as good as this. And honestly, I hate to do this to the dev Alexander Kettler, but the free one that you get is my favorite. Even after I bought the app and paid the money, I still keep it on the very first one because I really, really like the way that one looks.
Does it destroy your battery?
I'll tell you, this Note 4, nothing destroys
your battery. Take that it destroys your bandwidth. That's what I want to say. I was documenting this, so I didn't get a chance to look at it yet, so I'm just loading the video right now. Eric's all about the parallax, ain't he?
Yeah, he's a parallaxing fool.
Yeah, it really kills your bandwidth.
You're back. Did it kill your battery?
No. Nothing kills your battery on a Note 4.
Well, I mean, like, how about mere mortals? Will it hurt their battery?
It's got to, right? It has to.
I love Eric. It has.
Am I gone again?
No.
Well, how can it not? How can it not? You know, if you go from a static screen that doesn't do anything, not using any CPU cycles, to this, which looks beautiful. It's got to do something to your battery and slow your performance down. I don't think if you've got like your Nexus 5 and newer, you're not going to have to worry about it at all.
Good, because I'm installing it right now. It's installing.
Same here.
I didn't install it on the S3. I could go upstairs and try it on the S3 and just watch it. You know, watch the battery cycle go down, kind of like when you got your big block in your old Chevelle.
Well,
but that was
wow. This is amazing. You guys have to download this.
This is crazy.
Isn't it?
This is crazy.
I've never seen anything like that.
I cannot wait for my kid's reaction to this, Eric.
Dude, you know what this would do? If you showed somebody this who has an iPhone, they would trade it in and get this phone. I swear they would.
Well, this is what iOS 8 should have looked like right off the bat. They did the parallax, but they went so weak with it.
See, you say that. My initial thought is you show this to someone who's drunk and they might throw up. Might be like, oh, what are you doing, man? Oh, because this is
amazing
looking.
Good one, Eric. Goodness.
You're welcome.
This is a showstopper.
Oh, you can change the blur.
Yeah, there's a lot of settings in there, and when you pay for it, you can have different types of leaves, different branches. Different backgrounds.
Gravity plus compass.
Yeah, don't you want to stick with your accelerometer, because that I don't know who would that gets it pretty jiggity and jittery, and yeah, that doesn't work too
I'm
well.
I'm turning the parallax strength up all the way.
It just basically the more you twist your wrist, you actually get to see further to the left and right when you crank that up. Yeah. You're like seeing into the other world. Dude. And I've never played with a Fire Phone. I assume that this is exactly what the Fire Phone's home screen looks like from what I can remember.
No, because it would have been more successful.
Yeah. It's amazing what little things can like impress us so greatly. That's amazing.
Okay, well, I'm going to let you down slowly. This is just for people who hate leaves and fall. This is another one. This is called Gyrospace 3D Free by Apotec. Similar, but with planets. I wouldn't say that this is nearly the wow factor of that last one, though.
Okay. Forget it, then.
But planets is cool for those space nerds.
Planets is cool. You can set, you know, like shooting stars. For some reason, you can add snow, and I don't get that exactly.
Yeah, that's
but
weird.
It's all parallax like that. You space kind of, snow. When you move your camera, you kind of see around the snow a little bit on both sides of the flakes.
Yeah, snow in stars. Space? In space?
Yeah. Okay. I don't understand that. But the planets are spinning. It's neat. Okay. But I just nothing compares to that other one. And yeah. I just started looking through all of his stuff, and I think that's his newest live wallpaper. Who did that one? So kudos to, and I gotta give his name, Alexander Kettler. Way well done, sir.
We gotta get him on the show, man.
Yeah.
He blew our minds.
I'll say the planet one's cool. It's cool. It ain't as cool as the Lee's ones, but it's cool.
Awesome.
Yep.
Is that it, Eric? Or you thought you said you had three?
That was three.
The shoes. Good ones. Dora, top that tank. That's hardcore.
I'll see you guys next week. I don't know if I can top that one, man. I'll throw a couple out there. I wanted to give a quick follow-up first and foremost on Workflowy. Workflowy was a note-taking / productivity / GTD app from last week. I gotta say, I'm really liking the literal flow of this app. I really like how you can easily make a list, easily tap on that list, and then it expands into a deeper list where you can mark things as done, delete things, go things. I like the fact that I can access it on my desktops and laptops, and it has a very similar feeling. The people behind this app, I think, are on to a lot of UI touchy-feely goodness that a lot of other apps just are completely missing. So if you want a GTD app, documentation app, list making app kind of thing, I definitely encourage you to check out Workflowy. You can use it for free. You get, there's a glass ceiling on the free account, but it is definitely, in my eyes, a fun app to use for your.
Why does this look so familiar?
I brought it last week, but I only touched on it.
Gotcha.
I didn't get a chance to play with it too much. This next app, I'm probably going to guess, I didn't look it up, this is a repeat app, because it's an old app. This is a very old app. I'm going to name it. I'm going to say the name very carefully. It's Fing, F-I-N-G, Fing-Network Tools. The one reason I like this app is it automatically and dynamically connects with other Android applications. Okay. This is a network discovery tool. So when you're home and you're on a network that you own, you admin, you can do this kind of thing. You run Fing, it scans the entire network, comes back with every addressable IP address from your device on your network. It can try to guess what those devices are. It can also pull back the network. I want to say it's like a NetBIOS type name of the device. It can also try to guess if it's a computer, a printer, a TV, a wireless access point, a phone, or whatever. It can then hit that individual device and perform a more in-depth scan, almost like Nmap type scan. And it can tell you more information about the device. It can give you the MAC address. It can tell you sometimes more in-depth details on the hardware or the operating system. And then if it notices certain services available on that device, like a web server or a Samba network share or an FTP or an SSH thing, you can click that service and it will automatically launch like your default browser, going to that website, going to that server, or it will launch your and share, I believe it's called, application and try to access that share, or your FTP client and try to access that FTP server, or your SSH client on your device and try to access
it. You know how many people were lost just now?
That's what I'm saying. This is a silly, ridiculously powerful app that just tapping through it can help educate you on certain things going on your network, on your device. And dare I say, for a nerd like me, it's kind of fun.
Oh yeah. It's super geeky.
Yeah. Just click away.
I don't know how much of our audience is that. You guys should tell us on a scale of 1 to 10, how geeky you are.
I'm going to install it just to try it when I go, you know, different places and they get offer free Wi-Fi.
Okay. Well, Eric, you're the manager. And you're a public official, you can get away with it. Everyone else, when you go to work and if they have a Wi-Fi at your work, do not load this app and do not start poking around your work Wi-Fi. It can't.
Well, I didn't say I was going to work.
Can't end up good.
Why? Oh. Why not?
Because you're something like wrong? Doing pen testing basically on your work Wi-Fi without permission.
I think it needs pen tests. Yeah. In fact, we're having IBM come in and do some pen testing.
Oh, IBM.
Do a pre-test.
Penetration?
Yes, penetration test.
Okay.
I wouldn't trust IBM with penetration testing, just like I wouldn't trust Fred Flintstone fixing my television set. I'm just saying.
No, I've got a really good friend who does pen testing for banks as his main job. Huh. If I feel that, you know, they didn't get it right, we'll bring him in. Okay. He's right down the street, actually. Good dude.
Gotcha.
That's awesome. Good effing app.
Thank you, Steve. There is no way I can put people down softly for this app, so I'm just going to say it. It's called D-Vassive, I believe, by John McAfee. John McAfee is a guy with problems. I'm just going to say that. he's a very outspoken, unique fella. Questionable everything about the guy, okay? Just absolutely nuts. But you can take his mild to severe insanity and use it towards your advantage. He's super paranoid that everyone in the universe is after him, trying to get him, trying to spy on him, whatever, okay? This app you can install by John McAfee will notify you when anything is trying to access your microphone, your GPS, your camera, or there's a couple other settings, services that it can monitor and basically warn you when apps are basically on their own trying to do stuff without you knowing about it.
Hmm.
It's one of those apps, I think, it really does have good intentions behind it.
Yeah.
Just because it's by John McAfee, trust it at your own risk. Because maybe he's the one trying to do spying, I'm just saying. Usually the one screaming the loudest is the one actually doing it.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think this thing, if this throws off any kind of a notification anytime like that happens, something like that happens on my phone, I don't think the notification would ever stop, for one. There's always something going on my phone, right. I'm sure.
Exactly. Same here.
And
yeah.
Yeah, I don't trust John McAfee. I don't trust that we never needed antivirus software when he came out with antivirus software until he put viruses on something to show that it would actually stop his own viruses. Yeah, no.
Really? Is that what happened?
Well, if you listen to John C. Dvorak, he said this multiple times too. There was no such thing as real viruses until John McAfee started a newsletter publicizing how bad these viruses are. Then, coincidentally, months later, he released an antivirus product. So it was like he was stirring the pot, and voila, here's my product I can sell you to fix this issue.
I remember those days when they wouldn't let you take a floppy disk and lay it on top of a disk drive because they were afraid that it would infect that computer without even putting the disk into the disk drive.
Really?
Just physically laying it on top of it. Yeah. When the disk drive was separate from a computer, you know, connected by a cable.
Yeah.
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 Right after we got out of cassette tapes.
Well,
oh my gosh.
And I'll say this.
Crazy.
Throughout the history of quote unquote viruses, they have literally morphed and changed many, 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 many times. If you stop and think about it, 3 to 4 years ago, there was really no such thing as real ransomware out there. I mean, I'm sure there was, but it wasn't popular. Where now it seems like everything that infects your computer is either putting a ransom on your stuff, crypto lockering your stuff or something, or it's just silently being an email server, whatever. The only constant is change, even when it comes to viruses and stuff. I'll just say, trust John McAfee if you want. And if you don't, I can't blame you at all.
Awesome.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah. I'm going to throw this one out here just because we need something happier since we mentioned John McAfee. This one is called Rough Animator. And it's called Rough Animator because this really is not your full-blown Pixar studio in a box kind of thing. But this is a nice way to get some down and dirty, quicker than full-blown animation things where you can actually draw stuff, tweak it, move it, and turn it into a animation of sorts.
Very cool.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Good one on this one.
It's only $1.99, and I'm sorry, everyone. All week I forgot to mention prices for the most part, except for that one expensive game. For $1.99, this is the kind of app I don't care. If you have a child of any age, pay for this app, put it on their device, and don't tell them anything about the app. Just say, here's an app, check it out. And then just let them play with it. And then when they figure it out, I can make like animations. I literally think
let them watch this video first too.
Right. I can literally see kids like going crazy on it.
I think I could even make an animation with this.
I think I could, and I suck.
You know something I've always wanted to do with this podcast is animate us talking to have a video version of it somewhere on the internet.
Oh, dude, Eric, I've been researching that for the past few weeks.
Really?
And like, yeah,
what are you talking about? You've been researching and like that anime, for like 8 years, 7 years.
It's been a while, yeah.
Yeah, but I got back into it. I mean, because that would make making videos so easy. Yeah, like Anime Studio is, I think, the program I was going to try to use to do it. And then this might work. Well, I mean, in Anime Studio, you can put separate tracks for each person and have their mouth automatically move and stuff. But this is cool for like intro videos and stuff like that.
they make making a bouncing ball look really easy on the video.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I think I could even do something.
This would be fun. Yeah. Now, I just wondered, can you export them as a, would they be Flash or would they be a GIF? Or?
I want to say it was animated GIF is what I saw as the export option.
Cool. That's generally accepted.
Yeah. I'm sticking with that animated GIF. Either way, I did buy it for my kid and I did put it on his tablet. Haven't heard anything back from him yet because I usually wait for him to say, Dad, what's this? This wasn't here before. And then I either explain it to him or I tell him, you know, go on to it and play with it. And, you know, we then find out if he likes it or not.
Yeah, I gotta get my kids off the iPods, man. This is so much better for them.
The iPads or?
Pods. It's just iPod touches. I mean, they play games on them and stuff, but.
Gotcha.
This is a great.
This is great insane. App.
Good job, Dory. You did outdo the screensavers, man.
I'd say it was a tie. I think it's a good tie.
Oh, man, that parallax was parallaxing.
Yeah, man, you were laxing. Awesome, dude. All right, boys, anything else?
Love, peace, and hair grease.
All right.
I want to say real quick, somebody brought up in the chat room and it reminded me about the Amazon Echo, the new device that they got out. Anyway, I just wanted to say that I was on the Android Buffet podcast and we talked forever about that thing. And we talked a lot. And I think he said it was his longest podcast ever. It was 2.5 hour long podcast. I was
you serious?
Yeah, it was crazy. And then I realized after I was listening to it today that it was all recorded from my webcam microphone, which is just like, oh yeah, that's street cred. Way to go.
Ah, dude, that sucks.
Yeah.
That's cool though. Got to listen to that show now. Android Buffet?
Yep.
And Dor, you were on a show too, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I want to thank Paul from the British Tech Network. Eric was on one of his shows in the past. I was on the Pocket Show here. I'm looking for the number, and I can't find the number. I was on the Pocket Show with Paul and a couple guys. One guy on the show loved Microsoft hardware. And I will say I love disruption on any industry. I don't see a $200 band around your wrist. I don't know. He was loving it. And then the other person was loving everything Mac. And I just did my best to stick it out and make my mark kind of thing. It was, the Pocket Show episode 1, number 18, 181. Weird numbering convention here. It's definitely confusing me. It goes 16, 17, then 181. So,
it's gotta be 118 then maybe. When I was on that show, it was kind of the same thing. And, we really got off on a nice tangent about Kit Kats and how many different flavors of Kit Kats there are outside of the United States. It was
really,
oh yeah, awesome.
Yeah.
They have
you mean like the real candy?
Yeah, over in like Japan, they have watermelon flavored Kit Kats, all kind of weird stuff, man.
Really,
they have a different flavor every season in Japan. And the guy, one of the guests, was in Hawaii, and he happened to just have like 5 different flavors in his desk drawer as we were talking. There's tons of flavors. There's tea flavors. Crazy stuff. Banana cream pie.
Wow, I want one of them. Really
that could ones. Be good.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Speaking of Japan, I got hooked on from using Fiverr. I got hooked on the Pranks channel, and I found this guy Rahat, and his web YouTube channel is The Magic of Rahat. I watched all his videos, and I was looking for some more. Can't find too many good prank videos that I like that are as good as Rahat's. But yesterday, I could not stop laughing. I almost peed myself, literally. If you do a YouTube search for Japanese cream prank, it's just very simple. And it's pretty, almost, you could almost feel bad for the people that get pranked. There's only 2 people. But it's the fun, for some reason for me, it was the funniest thing I've seen in a long time.
Could you pull it off here?
What?
Could you pull it off here?
Do it on AAA?
No, just like in Tampa.
Yeah. Yeah, you could do it pretty much anywhere, but it was just the way they executed it was well done, I have to say.
But you could do it, you think?
No, I mean, I need some type of mechanism to do it. But anyway, just wanted to throw that out there. Props to Five By for keeping me occupied for several hours.
Yeah, they're good at that.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's going to be it for today's show. Guys, remember, I kept forgetting to mention this, and it's probably one day left. We're giving away a Sony smartwatch to a t-shirt buyer who's also a member of the AAA club. So if you're not a member of the club and you want to buy a t-shirt, now's the time to do it because the odds are going to be around 100-1. You're going to win. So those are pretty good odds. So go to podnuts.com/AAA t-shirt, buy a t-shirt, join the AAA club at podnuts.com/AAA club. And hope you guys enjoyed all the shows for this week. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Man, I've got the Flintstones drive-in song stuck in my head. Here we are on the run with a burger on a bun. Are they like,
I don't know that
cruising
one.
Around on like roller skates made out of rocks.
No. I never saw that. Is that on the cartoon?
Yeah.
The one that always comes into my head was, I think it was supposed to be a Beatles-esque thing of the way ups.
The way out, way the, out. Way That's out. Where the fun is, way yeah. out.
Exactly.
That's where the sun is.
And then it won't leave my head for like 3 months at a time.
What entered my head the other day was Me and You and a Dog Named Boo sung by the Brady Kids.
I don't know that one.
I'm there. Yeah.
That's about as nostalgic as I get, boys and girls.